Vezes Hashem continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Chav Gimel, Shir number 39. Rabbi Yonah continues to bring psukim from Tanakh to describe the importance of having hachna, of having humility, shiflus, a low spirit as opposed to an arrogant spirit, an arrogant attitude, which are requirements for proper tshuva. As he says, "Uvahachno yisratza aldom el Hashem," that by a person humbling himself, he is yisratza aldom el Hashem. A person finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ve'elze abit," says the Navi Yeshaya. It is to this that I, Hashem, look. El oni unechei ruach. El oni, to the poor and broken-spirited person. Nechei ruach is a person of low spirit. What does it mean, low spirit? He's not arrogant. He's humbling himself. He realized, I did something wrong. I want to improve. And he brings many more psukim from Yeshaya to emphasize this point. Lamanu, and we learn from this context of these psukim, ki hachna mi'ikri ha'tshuva, that humility is one of the main points of doing tshuva. And the basic understanding of this is that as we've discussed, you open up any of the Musa Sfarim, one of the main topics that they discuss right away is Gaiva, Kas, right in the beginning. And the reason is because these Midas Rois, Gaiva, Kas, arrogance, anger is an outshoot, comes out from a person being arrogant, is the antithesis of what one needs to be an Eved Hashem. And you see this very clearly by Moshe Rabbeinu. Avdi Moshe, my Eved Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Mikol Adam, was the humblest of all men. He was the antithesis of a Baal Gaiva. He was the humblest of all men. A person who wants to do tshuva, he has to remove this midah ra of Gaiva. That's why he's humbling himself. V'chein shar kol ha-parshim medaberes ha-balei tshuva. That whole discussion over there in the Psukim in Yeshaya speak about the people doing tshuva. And the focus is on humility. Pasuk says, "The rach of Ra'isi ve'erpa'ehu." The rach of Ra'isi ve'erpa'ehu. When I see his ways, I will heal him. Ve'erpa'ehu. What does it mean, the rach of Ra'isi? The Navi is saying in the name of Hashem, when I see this person act b'hachno'o, with humility, as it says, v'ezdako u'shvar ruach, the shattered and lowly of spirit, dako, shattered, u'shvar ruach, he's shuffle, he is the opposite of being arrogant, v'mirirus slave, with bitterness of his heart, Kiruach milafonai yatoif. Kiruach milafonai. When this person enwraps himself, Kiruach milafonai yatoif, with humility, I ache as well, says Hashem. I feel his pain because he's now humbled. Then the erpa'ehu. Then Hashem says, I will cure him. I will vaccinate him. How will a person be healed by Hashem? Because he's sullied with chait. He's dirty with avera. He's full of poison. He's full of the disease of chait. However, Hashem says, "Ve'erpa'ehu, I will vaccinate you." How will Hashem vaccinate the person? Ki eslach la'avoinoi. I will heal this person from his averus because I see he wants to do tshuva. How is he doing tshuva? V'shov v'rafaloi. This person is doing tshuva v'rafaloi. I will heal him. I will assist him. V'anchehu, I will guide him, says Hashem. Ezrehu alaziva sachit. Ezrehu, I will help him, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, Il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yachola, if not for Hashem, I wouldn't be able to overpower the Yetzahara. Ezrehu alaziva sachit. I will assist him in stopping to do this Avera. Person said, Daven to Hashem. Hashem, please help me. Give me siyata d'shmaya. I need your help. I need your help, Hashem. He's too strong for me, the Yetzirah. Then, v'agbirehu al Yitzroy. Gvura. I will give this person strength to overcome his Yetzirah. Where does this all come from? Hashem says, make that first step. Show me humility. Show me shiflus. Show me hachna. Show me anava. Feel it. Feel the humility. And by doing so, through this proper tshuva, Hashem will azreyu, Hashem will help the person. V'agbirehu al yitzroi. And give the person more strength over his yetzirah.